Eddie, your first away win of the season. We talked before the game about what elements of your performance needed to improve to get that away win. You said everything, it all came together today, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I thought the lads from the start of the game, we looked like we had a really good feel about us today. Early in the game, passed the ball really well. Created a number of really good openings, opportunities, and yeah, I thought we thoroughly deserved the win today.
Let's get the penalty decision out of the way, first of all. In the commentary, we said we don't think we'll see a more clearer penalty not given this season. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I had a really good view. You could see Callum's legs were taken from under him. I don't understand. I'm a big fan of the referee, Roger Rees, big fan. I think he's one of the best referees in the Premier League. And that made it even more surprising for me that he didn't give it, because he's usually spot on. And I can only think he thinks Callum's dived, I don't know, or slipped. I just can't work it out. And it was all our players were incensed, and it's a difficult start to the game when we're in full control.
I was going to say, it's good that we can stand here now with a slight wry smile talking about it rather than you hopping and bouncing off the walls, because it's changed the game.
Well, I thought we had the rough end of the decisions today. There's no doubt about that. I thought that their penalty was... I could see it coming. I could see the player waiting for Simon to come in, and I didn't think that was a penalty at all. And then you add together, I thought Boney was lucky to stay on the pitch for going over the top on Simon as well. So it's been about that to deal with, and the quality of Stoke to get the win is even more pleasing, really.
I guess you didn't have to linger too long on the penalty, because the goal came not too long afterwards, and as the scripts would have it, Nathan Ake comes into the team and scores the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it potentially may be a similar feeling to last week or the Sunderland game when Josh King had his shot cleared off the line, and you think, here we go again, the penalty, that chance. The goal was a great one to see, because I didn't think Nathan could reach that ball when it was in flight, but he's got a great athletic ability, great spring on him, and it was a superb header. But take that aside, his overall performance today, I don't think he put a foot wrong.
I was going to say, with a reshuffled back five, with the centre halves and the goalkeeper obviously changing as well, I guess it fits that you then keep your first clean sheet away of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show the quality we have. And I always say this season that the teams are very difficult to pick because of the quality. I think the lads who had the shirts haven't done themselves any harm this season. I think they perform well. But Nate's come in today and really put a stamp down in terms of that he wants to keep that shirt, so it's great to see.
There's not many tougher places to have to sit on a 1-0 lead with the crowd getting involved as they do here as well, to come through that character test today.
Yeah, very difficult, especially when they put Peter Crouch on with 20 minutes to go, and you think there's no surprise it's going to be an aerial bombardment. How are we going to stand up to that? And that was really pleasing. The goalkeeper as well played his part in that. Adam, I thought, came in and was superb. And the lads defended for their lives, showed a great mentality.
I guess it was Stoke would feel it's one of those days at the end where it wouldn't quite bounce for them, in the same way it wouldn't bounce for you a couple of weeks ago against Sunderland.
Yeah, I don't think that was the same game at all. I mean, we should have, in my opinion, been out of sight by then. And, we had a lot to contend with, so I don't think that it's a good description of games, Chris, sorry.
I mean, I guess the way that Harry Arthur's clearing off the line and there's one or two balls bouncing around at the end, the fact that you came through that, I guess, is testament to the resilience that you've managed to build up in the team.
Yeah, I think that's a better way of putting it. The resilience, the mentality you need to win here. You need characters, you need leaders, and it was great to celebrate with the supporters at the end, because they've not seen us win on the road yet, so to do that here in front of them was brilliant.
Was today particularly important given the two tests you've got coming up in the next couple of weeks?
You could say that. We knew the importance of today. We know the importance of every game, but we realised that the next two games are going to be tough.
And just a word on the guys who weren't here today, Artur Boric and Jordan Ibe, and obviously you knew Adam Smith, but Artur and Jordan?
Yeah, Artur's got a back problem, so that was a disappointment, obviously, to lose him. Hopefully it's not serious, but we'll wait and see. And Jordan's been ill.
And finally, how much will it upset the balance that you've set in the team, not having Jack Wilshere available next week for Arsenal?
Yeah, try and let me enjoy this one for at least 10 seconds, Chris. But yeah, I mean, I thought he was excellent again today, Jack. I really did. We're going to miss him for sure.